Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Get the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great info. Not only that, you go on that site. You must pre-register on the site, folks, to get involved with all the great webinars and events. Craig has that pretty much on a weekly basis. You don't want to miss that. Incredible information coming out of those webinars and events. The Dow yesterday finished upward of 26 at the close. 32,223, a starting point. Futures market, though, up 400, 413 or so as we speak. So we'll see what today brings. We can certainly use a couple of more of those positive days as we welcome in Mr. Ferrantino, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Oh, my goodness. We are having a... Is this a bottom here? Is that what I'm seeing? I'm just a little confused. So we're just checking this out here, but we are seeing some excitement in the markets, which is days like this makes you say, well, we have all these headwinds, and the headwinds are there. But now the question is it built into the price, Jay? Are we already low enough, or is this where it's going? I think the market's reacting to China. Last night, China had a good night. Good information, so we're seeing that. But yes, we still have some of the same headwinds that we have there, but it sounds phenomenal. Jay, this morning we hear from pre-market, we hear from Walmart. This morning, Keysight Technologies. Retail sales data is going to be on 8:30. Are people spending less? I'm hearing that from clients, Deepa. They're not going to dinner as much. They're not going out to dinner as much. They're still eating, obviously. But we're hearing a lot of stuff. What are you hearing on your end, Jay?
Kind of in mixed situations involved. A couple of mixed.
They're afraid to eat dinner. They're cutting out on dinner. They're cutting out on a few other, going to the movies or whatever else they used to do for fun. So we're seeing people holding their data. Anyway, industrial production will be released at 9:15 this morning as well. Retail sales 8:30. All eyes will be on at 8:30. And Jerome Powell speaks today at 2:00. It's important to know that the futures almost the one as high as 500 points earlier this morning. It's coming back down to 400. Oil prices mixed as Brent crude futures rose 0.1%. And European markets were also higher, and the Asian markets were higher than the night before, which is what that's a cycle we're on. You know, Jay, Warren Buffett once said, be fearful when others are greedy. Be greedy when others are fearful. Are people fearful? Now might be a time to be greedy. It's not a call. We're just saying it's interesting markets here. We're going to have the Fed chair speak at 2:00. We'll see. We'll see what the future may be for them. We also hear today Coinbase has enabled direct access to its Ethereum-based decentralization platform. Take-Two Interactive came in with much better software company, expected earnings fourth quarter. Investors really, really need to, Jay, really take a look at their assets. And great time to, if you haven't started an individual retirement account or a Roth IRA, might be a great time to do that. Start to take a look at the assets as we go into the summer. Be a great, great time to get that initiated. If you have one already, maybe you can initiate it for somebody. You need an earned income. So a child, 18, 17, has an earned income, 16, has an earned income, you could certainly put some money away in an individual retirement account. Be greedy when others are fearful. Great, great idea there, Jay.
Makes sense to me, I'll tell you that much. That's the kind of the way to go. You know, so interesting. So in essence, we got a pretty good start today. As far as being over 400 points in the futures market, and it'll be interesting. What do you expect out of the Fed chair today? What do you expect to hear from him?
I don't expect to hear. I think any indication that he's seeing inflation abating, or it's the Fed's interpretation that they're anything that seems positive like that. we could easily trade. You could see how quickly we could trade down. You could see how quickly we could trade up. It's a funny thing. We have a former Fed chair. They don't usually speak up, but their predecessor, a guy by the name of Ben Bernanke, we spoke about him in the past. Ben Bernanke came out and said that the Fed waited too long to do something. We're coming up with a scapegoat here, Jay. It's not the administration, it's policies. It's obviously Jerome Powell. But nonetheless, that's what he's coming out with. And he mentioned the word, Jay, that we've been talking about for a while, stagflation. Oh, my goodness. First time reported in the media, stagflation. Stagflation is the hardest economic condition to fix. It's a mixture of high unemployment, raising rates, and slow growth. No matter what you do to stimulate out of that, creates worse of a problem. So we'll see where that goes. But that's certainly very, very important. Elon Musk, you know, is talking about those bots. We talked about that yesterday, Jay. Very important. People are still holding, some people took a position in Twitter. It's pretty understandable. We don't know how it's going to end up, but they like this volatility and its headline volatility. So very, very interesting day, Jay. So, by the way, we have on our website, if any of your listeners that get to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com, we have a client appreciation event that will be broadcast live from our studio, and create your very own charcuterie board. We have one of our employees is a food designer. Her name is Portia Randall. She's great, Jay, and she's going to actually just go on air and actually show you how to make a patriotic Memorial Day platter with food. So I know it's so random, Jay, but we're doing this for clients. Love it, and it's like one of those things. It's an online tutorial, and Portia Randall, founder of Pretty Platter Boxes, will teach you how to create a beautiful charcuterie board. It's just something fun in the midst of all this heaviness of the markets, and as we're going into a summer, and I mean possibly people changing their vacation plans due to high energy prices.
Yeah, you know, when you bring up Ben Bernanke, and I brought up yesterday another Treasury Secretary by the name of Larry Summers. Listen, it's about coming to the party late all the time. But Summers warned, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, that his administration was taking very substantial risk, talking about the inflation side of things. You know, when you continue to print money, as what this administration has done, $2 trillion over last year, you know, when you do that, this is what it's unsustainable, you know. But as always, some of his concerns were dismissed, and we used that word yesterday. We told you about it. It was a famous word now when it comes to how Biden reacts to inflation. When he said it was transitory, and that's a word that's going to haunt them, and that's a word that's going to haunt the Democratic Party without question. So, listen. He was warned, and that's what happens when you spend recklessly. So interesting the way Bernanke and Larry Summers think here. But plenty of signs, Craig, plenty of signs. Just completely ignored. Can't thank you enough. CraigJamesFinancial.com, ladies and gentlemen. Not only great info on the website, pre-registering is key, essential to getting involved with all the webinars and events. We will talk to you. Hopefully, we'll keep the fingers crossed on a positive finish and talk to you on a Wednesday morning.
Yes, Jay, that would be great. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.